This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The truth and the satisfaction is what we're all about here. But then that sounds, maybe I shouldn't use that term because that's, everybody says that. Oh, you want the truth? Listen to us. Well, we really do have. But everybody's got their own blend of the truth, their own brand of the truth. Anyway, here, it's time for you to think because you're listening to the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan Jay is off today. So we're here to, beat the others to the punch, if you will. I think that's been part of the theme here for the last day or two, who's on top of what. So I want you to know that we are on top of the nail polish problem that apparently is all over the country. The host of Beauty Pop and co-host of the DJV program, Victoria Keelan, I'm sure we'll have a very exciting conversation. I think I'm throwing this at the two of you, and you can go explain what OPI nail polish is, and why would they be together with Xbox? Good Lord, what is this all about?
This is kind of cool. So this is just, I mean, a lot of people always think of video gaming as, you know, a boy sport, but it is all genders, and a lot of girls are really into it. And so OPI, which is one of the probably the best known and largest nail polish companies in both salons and retail, they teamed up with Xbox on a whole new lineup of gaming-inspired nail polishes. And if you buy $20 worth of the nail polish, then you get to unlock in
who
the in-game
content. Who thinks of gaming
content.
When they
That's
buy
cool.
nail polish? Well, how does the two...
Well, maybe a lot of people.
Well, like
no.
I said, I mean...
There must be a market.
Sure, and a lot of guys are wearing nail polish now, too. It's, like, very on-trend. And so, it's not just aimed at girls, but OPI is always known. Their founder is, I forget Susie's last name, but the founder of the company is a woman named Susie. So they're known for their really cute, clever names. And so that continues with the Xbox collection. They have Quest for Quartz and Pixel Dust and Susie is My Avatar, Racing for Pinks, You Had Me at Halo, which is that's a clever one, and then Can't Control Me, and it's CTRL, like Control Alt Delete. So it's cute, and they're about $10 each. You can get them in the gel color and the regular
Jennifer, are you running out and getting this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'll get
some
them
of the colors.
Nice colors.
Right, right.
So I want to know, just humor me for a minute. What is it like when you go, where do you go to buy this stuff? And what's it like when you're in, when you stand in line or you look at stuff up and down the aisles? How do you decide what color?
Are you asking us what it's like to shop?
I know, right? Like you're just describing shopping.
Yeah. What is it like to shop for, especially for stuff like this? I'm thinking about nail lacquer. I look at my fingernails and they're all kind of beat up and chewed up.
Yeah, you could use a manicure.
Right, thanks, Jennifer.
Or, you know, just like a bath.
We go get that together.
That's not fair. That's not nice. I take one every day or so. Anyway.
Or so.
Or yeah. So.
I know.
The or so is what we worry about.
I am not exaggerating. I saw literally up to Doug's elbow. His arm was inside a cow's mouth, and then he went and ate dinner with
us. That's not the only place that arm goes, by the way. You
want
to make baby cows,
know.
It goes up the other end.
You have to sleeve to go into the other end. Okay, so anyway, nail polish talk here on the DJV program.
To answer your question, well, I usually don't. I'll usually look at a color. If something pleases me, I pick it up and then I hold it against my hand to see what it might look like.
Mm. Is that what you're really asking us? I mean, this is like.
There. No, I want to know why Melania Trump is having an auction to sell off her hats and other things, paintings. Does she need money? She's been shut off?
Clearly. What? Yeah, she looks like she's destitute, doesn't she?
It's called
she's
the Head of State collection. Yeah.
Oh.
I
didn't know that. I know she has an NFT. Non-fungible token. It's a, you know, like digital art, basically. So there's a painting of her. But I guess it's really, you can't tell it's her. It's supposed, I guess it's her eyes, but it's like so up close that it's like a, just kind of a big blurry watercolor kind of looking thing. But I know that's for sale. I didn't know she was also having an auction. Is it like a Christie's?
The Head of State Collection, it's called. They are, let's see, one-of-a-kind signed items, including something from French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife. Let's see what other things there are. I just find it interesting that they would have an
auction. Well, it's probably going to a charity, right? Or not, I don't know.
Is it? Is it really? Yeah.
I don't know. You're the one telling the story.
I don't know where it's going either. I'm not clear here where it is all going. It just is a combo. Why would they, why would they bother? Just give the stuff to somebody and let them auction it off. Why make a big splash out of it? Much as anything else.
Would you like to know the story since you brought it up?
Yeah. Thank you.
Quick Google search will find you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so yesterday she came out and said that she's holding an auction and like a famous memorabilia. So one is the white hat that she wore during the visit with the Macrons. It was actually a really lovely white suit with that white hat. And that was back in 2018.
Yeah.
She said that in addition to that, the auction lot will include a watercolor, a French artist who drew her eyes for the NFT that Victoria talked about, as well as exclusive digital artwork with motion. This is the second NFT that she sold in a month and features a drawing of the hat with some animation. They say that the proceeds will go toward an initiative that's part of the former First Lady's Be Best program. And the centerpiece, I guess, of the whole auction is that white hat, which Trump has signed. And it was created for her by her personal stylist to match the Michael Kors suit that she wore for the ceremony at the White House.
Aren't you glad I brought this up?
Thank you, Jen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
And right next to the story that I'm reading from The Hill, by the way, that's where this came from, is an ad for Darcy and Stacy. I've never seen these two before. They have a show on the Learning Channel, and they both have been hugely enhanced, if you will. So I'm wondering what it is about.
All you look at, you look Susan Lucci in a bathing suit. These two that obviously have big boobs. This is like
some might say sexist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like all you bring up
when
you're
just talking
around
Pete Davidson and quote his unquote. Things, so that was
well, we didn't talk about that on the air, that was your guess.
My guess. Anyway, I wonder what it is. Are women attracted to women who look like that? I mean, men are not going to look at the show.
How do you know?
The show is called We Mean Business. And what? Whether women are going to look or men are going to look? What is it? So I don't know. I guess I'm out of touch.
What do they do? These two.
They have big boobs. That's about all I can see that they do. But it's supposed to be about business.
Oh boy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. Let's work on the show prepping thing again.
No, I'm looking at this. This catches my eye every once in a while.
Yeah, it's a pop-up
ad on your computer. That's not prep for a show.
I know, right?
Jesus.
All right, here is some prep, if you're ready. An overview of philanthropy from the Christmas season. So I will start with Jennifer. Did you give any money to any organization? You had all of these things that you were doing with KRLA out there.
Yeah,
I did a ton
of work with I did a lot. I donated myself privately to every toy drive that I hosted. I did four of them this year. Yeah. And all for the Chips for Kids program, which is put on by the California Highway Patrol. And what I like about it, because I know, Doug, this is important to you too, is instead of just donating money to big causes and you never know where your money's going to go, it's really important to find charities where you know that the money's going to work. And so the great thing about Chips for Kids is that they take toys and they deliver them in their own community. And some of these stories of delivering toys on Christmas are insane. I mean, families who have had tough times, and they can apply either through private programs that contact the CHP or they can apply directly to the CHP. And what's also really good is it enforces a positive interaction with law enforcement for young kids, where a lot of times a lot of people who are coming from troubled homes only see police on their worst days, not on their best days. And so I think it's important and good all the way around. So that was what I did this month.
Yeah, I agree
That's
with
great.
You. What about you, Victoria? Do you feel like there's something that you've done that, and I'm not trying to have you beat
no,
the
I mean,
chest
I just,
today.
You know,
this
we
wonderful.
Always donate to our, no, we donate to our, the Animal Rescue, Animal Lighthouse that we've gotten both of our little pups from. And, and I think we did Feeding America this year, maybe. Yeah, we usually did. And then I think that, Lewis did a different one that he wanted to donate to. So, yeah, I mean,
there's a certain amount of sacrifice. People sacrifice more at this tower at the Christmas time of year than they would otherwise. People will give to certain things when they are confronted with it. Let's say somebody comes up and says, wouldn't you like to give a dollar to this or that? Yeah, okay, I'll give you a buck. But at Christmas time, people seem to be more focused on it. So you want to know...
it's also the end of the year, and it helps you.
Well, thank you.
Well.
That was where I was going with this. Thank you, Jennifer. It is tax time. We're ready to prepare taxes. People will, by the 14th or 15th of January, there'll be a huge number of people that will have filed already, expecting to get something back. That simple form, what is it, 1099X or something. You want, do a postcard, and that's it. There are a lot of people. As a matter of fact, the Christmas season saw donations this year of $450 billion in goods and money for worthwhile causes. And part of the survey that I'm looking at suggests that people were so robust in their giving because a lot of people, even though it was a lousy year for a lot of things, did very well economically, and so that it's not so selfless as you think. You give things away, and that is, you know, a way to help charitable and philanthropic organizations. You also, as a taxpayer, help yourself by doing that. So I wonder how many of you, I guess the question here in part is, how many of you kept good records? Because you can claim a lot of these things on your tax return if you itemize. If you don't itemize, forget it. It doesn't do any good. And maybe if it shows that you're a better, if you just give because you want to give. I would wonder how many people...
I don't get any tax break from donating. No. Well, I'll just say that.
Okay. Well, so you give to give.
Right.
And you are philanthropic, and you're a true philanthropist because you're not thinking about what the government is going to look at on my tax return. And I think that's part of it. But I just think it's notable. The average donated per household is $3,000. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
80 million Americans donated something, time, treasure, money, whatever. And this is very, I think this is very interesting. There are 2 million nonprofits in America. Wow. How about that? There's some food for thought at 18 after.
How many of them are legit, do you think?
There you go. That's the question.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Perfect for a dorm room, a condo, or any small space, the Roku Stream Bar is a great solution to provide great sound in any space. It upgrades your TV sound to cinematic sound with Dolby Audio, and you can stream live news, sports, movies, music, TV shows, and more. John Beeler is a tech journalist, and he has more.
Roku came out with a really cool hybrid product a little while ago called the Stream Bar, and it combines their Roku technology into a really compact, really great sounding soundbar. So this gives you all your streaming services, all that kind of stuff, in a really small form factor that will fit perfectly on top of your TV or in front of it. It actually has this voice clarity mode that will actually make any like dialogue or the news or, you know, the quiet moments in a movie or something like that really clear and easy to hear.
Check out the Roku Stream Bar at Roku.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Thank you. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 at the hour now on the DJV program, Trending Time, with Jennifer and Victoria. Jay's out today. The Dougster usually, it's like a top. I spin it and it goes wherever it goes. This is something, however, that I'm interested in because I like Gal Gadot. She has been in a lot of big franchise movies, right? Didn't she first get noticed when she was in Fast and Furious? Wasn't that her first big gig?
I don't know.
Gig?
I don't know. I just knew her from Wonder Woman. That's
yeah,
she kind of broke on the scene
in
a big way.
But she's one of the co-stars of the Murder on the Nile movie that's coming out next month as well. So anyway, the focus on Gal Gadot is about her video.
Let's not be Chucker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Well, it's Gal Gadot.
Gadot. Yeah. So anyway, what's the? I'm trying to put two and two together.
Do you remember this video that she did? It was just like a viral video of her and a bunch of celebrities singing Imagine.
Last year, right?
Yeah, it was last year. Yeah, right. I thought this was so overblown. I mean, I don't know.
Well,
nobody knew what they were doing.
What is the problem to begin with?
Huge backlash. So she did this video, and she had Zoe Kravitz and Natalie Portman and Jimmy Fallon and Mark Ruffalo and Sia, and everybody was in it. And it's just everyone singing Imagine, John Lennon's Imagine song. And it got such a huge backlash. Like, oh, look at all these, like, you know, privileged people, you know, in their fancy homes in quarantine, and other people are out suffering. Okay, obviously, it's a pandemic. Lots of people were suffering. First responders were suffering. Like, everyone was suffering.
Oh,
so I guess it just, they a lot of people basically said it was tone deaf. And she got so much backlash for this. I just didn't understand it. I feel like there were a lot of other things to be more concerned about than what Gal Gadot was doing in a video with some celebrity friends. But anyway, so it was enough of a backlash that she took the video down, and like literally a year later now, she's now talking about it in an interview and saying that, you know, it was in bad taste and it was bad timing. And I think she's being too hard on herself.
My God.
People
exactly.
need to get a hobby and a job.
I thought the reason that she did it was I don't know. I thought her intentions were pure. There was a violinist, which also went viral, in a courtyard in Italy playing the violin for first responders and for everyone who was, like, really in lockdown in Italy when this first happened. And he was playing the song Imagine, so that's where she got the idea from. And she said at the time she just wanted people to kind of, you know, maybe come together and feel better for a minute. And it just blew up in her face, and I think it was unfair.
Yeah. So Betty White is dead. And kind of the world knows that at this moment. I've gotten tickets for the early show on January 17th because I really want to see it. I think a lot of people want to see it, talk about it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But now the vultures are circling, trying to figure out what Betty White's real life was all about, including at her death, what was she worth? What was her net worth at her death? And the answer for those cretins That's who want to know is $87 million. Yeah, it is tacky.
Wow.
It
good
is.
For her. First of all, good for her because all that money's going to animals. So
but she doesn't
I
have any
it.
Relatives, right? Didn't she have?
She did. She no never had kids.
Nephews.
I'm sure her. She seemed to be pretty close with the assistant, and she's probably got some family members that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know, a whole chunk of that's going to animal rescue
of course
and stuff,
it is.
Which is wonderful. Yeah, I love that.
Right. Exactly. So
I wish. I hope I die with $87 million that I can leave to animals.
I hope you do, too, because that'll mean you've been very
but not anytime soon.
Money
is good. No.
No, let's not hurry it up. We want Victoria to stick around.
Jeez.
Jennifer, too. And I'll maybe I should stick around. What do you think, ladies? Yes?
Yeah.
Stick around?
Come on,
yeah.
For sure.
Thank you. All right, 28 after. This is the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When you wash away all the propaganda and political posturing, January 6th was a dark day in America's history. As we all realize, mob rule is never the answer. Americans must be able to talk through our problems, both foreign and domestic. It should be noted 57 individuals who played a role in storming the Capitol steps or breaching the Capitol itself are now running for elected office. That number should probably change, as in many states, candidate filing deadlines are still months away. A court filing by prosecutors on Wednesday is ordering convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Shanarev return a $1,400 COVID relief payment he received last summer, along with a small sum of money he has collected over the years. Victim Dr. Scott Weisberg.
It really does not change anything for me because what he took from me, I'm never going to be able to regain.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With the Winter Olympics kicking off next month in Communist China, there's talk that America should boycott the Games this year because of China's human rights violations and blocking the truth about the origins of COVID-19 from Wuhan, China. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News spells out the case to boycott.
Look, I've been calling for us not to let our athletes go to Beijing for a long time now. I really regret that the leadership in the United States and the IOC has failed these athletes. I love the Olympics like anybody. My mother took me to the LA Olympics. I saw Carl Lewis run. We were sitting in some really high up seats at the LA Coliseum. We shouldn't prop up Xi Jinping. This will become known as the Genocide Olympics. What's taking place in Western China is nothing short of genocide. We shouldn't forget, too, this virus from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Almost certainly, that is, this virus was foisted on the world. And then second, not only are we propping up one of the greatest human rights violating leaders in all of recorded history, but we're putting our athletes in a very difficult place. Imagine one of them wants to say something about Tiananmen Square or they want to talk about the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I promise you the chance of them getting their exit visa will be low. And those athletes should all know too that Beijing is the most surveilled city in the world. Whether it's their cell phones or their iPads or whatever it is, or it's something they're saying to someone else, you can bet that the Chinese Communist Party will be able to track everything they do, every place they go, and everything they say, and they will record it. It will be used for Chinese Communist Party purposes for time ongoing.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, here we are at 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. Doug Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, taking care of you and ourselves, because we can't take care of you if we don't take care of ourselves. I think we pride ourselves with eating right, sleeping right, and exercising 4 times a week. Right, ladies? Stand up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Sure. Actually, that is probably the way to do it. We were discussing philanthropy and your tax return. If you're thinking about taxes and filing early, all that good stuff, it'll be better this year, so says the government, than it was last year. Remember all of the delays? People didn't get their money. Some people didn't get
Everybody's
their money.
Everybody's working from home, like including the IRS, which would...
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, made for a mess.
So I was looking at some of the people who sued the IRS. You know, Biden keeps talking about we're going to add 85,000 people to get you bad guys who aren't paying your taxes. And by the way, most of the independent overviewers of the tax business, that is how many Americans cheat, It really is a very small percentage, like 2-3% of the public cheats to the point where it actually costs the government and you money. But here's an example of where the IRS lost. A person brought a lawsuit against the IRS, the first lawsuit was against paying a lawyer on a contingency basis. So this guy got $900,000 with $300,000 going to the lawyer. IRS taxed the $900,000, saying that was you what you got. And the guy said, no, I had $300,000 go to the lawyer. IRS says, no. So anyway, they went to court, cost the IRS, i.e. the taxpayer, $300,000 to defend their case, the IRS's case, and they lost. Because anybody who knows anything about taxes and deductions and stuff, you look at this, it was ludicrous that they even brought it. Here's another one. A couple who enjoyed sailing bought a couple of sailboats, including a 50-foot racing boat. They made money from it by racing. They got sponsors, they chartered it, but they lost money instead of, and then they deducted their losses. IRS disallowed their deduction, saying the sailing was just a hobby. The court said the couple made no personal use of the yacht, operated as a business, in a business-like manner. And they put a lot of effort into managing it, and they strategized. It just wasn't profitable, so the IRS lost that case as well. And you look at the things, you hear all of these threatening things from the IRS. The reason I'm telling you these stories is because the IRS comes across as the big bad bully, and everybody should be afraid of them. I've had my run-ins with the IRS. It's been a long time since I have. But the way they managed them, I was, after the fact, looking back at what happened back in the 1980s with me and the IRS, I was embarrassed for them. The way these guys are like thugs, like they come from New Jersey. No offense, Victoria, but...
Yeah. None taken.
Right. It's like the Sopranos.
Right.
Some of these guys, they thought they were on their own mission to... Right?
Of goodwill to bring you, bring you pain.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I was talking to a family member the other day who he has to do home health care for his wife. And so he was talking about how he pays taxes to the IRS. Basically, they divide it up. They estimate it. And then he pays the taxes to the IRS. And he said, I saved up a little bit of money. He's like, I just wanted to wipe it out for the year because they sent him this bill and told him he was off or something like that, a few $100. And so he sent the money in. They sent him back, we'll review your case, maybe you might hear from us in 6 months, if not, call back. And then, after he paid off the whole amount, they started sending him a bill for the old amount again. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. And I don't know if it's because they're working from home or if it's just always a disaster over there.
Well, the idea, here's the latest, the tax trap for those of you who own homes that are using them for Airbnb. The IRS is going after people who say they rent their home out. They write off all of the expenses for their home, and they only have like 15 days a year that they rent the house out. There's a trap in this, and the trap is if you get into a jam with the IRS because you're using your home as a deduction, i.e., vacation on the Airbnb. There are 14 different things that you can do. There are little secrets. This is where having a good tax expert is very important. If you have different varying incomes, if you have just regular 401, not 401, it's just regular tax. You get a paycheck every month or every 2 weeks, and they have the deductions, you pay your taxes. That's not who's going to get trapped. The people who are looking to take as much as they can. I always thought this was kind of foolish because the IRS is looking for these kinds of things. If you're going to do something, do it the right way. I report every penny I make and I take every legitimate deduction. My tax return looks like a telephone book at the end of the year, but it's because I want to answer questions before they're asked. And that pretty much keeps you out of hot water. But a lot of people try to get cute. And it's interesting because you look at these examples that I see here in the overview of some of the tax laws that are new this year. And people are stupid. They try to cheat on little little things that don't make any difference.
That's going to make a difference, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look at all the people. Like, I know they're still trying to track down millions of dollars that, you know, were given in PPP loans, you know,
outrageous.
At the beginning. And then some people bought new cars. And
yeah.
It's like,
so
it's
stupid.
So dumb. And jewelry and all kinds of flashy stuff. And it's like, you know, you didn't have a Ferrari before COVID, so how do you have a Ferrari now? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You defrauded the government.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Here's a very interesting overview. A lot of people, I think, Jennifer, you probably fit into this, the S-corporations, and the S-corporations, the IRS will go after people who have S-corporations for a strange reason, because they don't usually pay themselves enough in salary to satisfy the IRS. And that's, you know, you'd think, okay, well, I use it for, I'm paying all my bills and stuff, and I don't want to pay myself that much. But the IRS says you have to pay yourself a fair wage, whatever that may be. I don't even know who's, is there a book somewhere that says how much a fair wage is? I think there's so much speculation.
It depends on the person doing your audit, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's all very, it's not subjective at all. It's very, I mean, it's not objective. It's all subjective. It's like cuckamonga stuff. But anyway, tax time is here, and that's the point that I was trying to make with a few examples here and there of things you should be thinking about. Do you know who Kelly Embe was? Anybody know?
No, I don't. I mean, I do now, but I don't.
Yes.
I hadn't met her, even though I probably could have. Easily.
Okay. So she was from Southern California, deputy district attorney. I should ask you, now that you know who she is, she was one of these people telling everybody, you know, I don't know if she had shots or she just fought the mandates.
Here's the thing. I don't know that she was one of those people that were telling. You know, I'm really tired of people celebrating people dying. So the story is that this woman died, and she died because of COVID. But I have heard all sorts of things online. I've heard people dancing on her grave saying, yay, she's dead. She wasn't unvaxxed. She was unvaxxed. We told you so. Then there's the other people who are saying this woman was dealing with something in her private life that I guess maybe she had a health condition or something else that was going on that made her more susceptible. We really don't know. And so I think it's so...
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about this story. Was she controversial because she was talking
publicly?
No,
I had never even heard of her until this moment. And
okay.
So that's why somehow it just caught fire on social media because
Right. Here's
someone who's a Republican who was unvaxxed.
LA Times
died of
loves
COVID.
To go after the Republicans. So there they are. This is
and
a
so
front state
just,
story.
It doesn't,
LA Times today.
Yeah, but you know what? There are plenty of on the super, super left, too, who are all anti-vaxxers. I think it's not just going after a Republican. It's going after anti-vaxxers in general. That's definitely,
what,
I'm not clear that she was in it. She spoke out about vaccines, but I'm not sure that she didn't have a shot. She just didn't like mandates.
If she were controversial, I would have heard of her. I'd never heard of this woman up until she died. And I'm sure we were probably operating in some of the same circles. So I don't know why people's humanity is gone. I don't understand why people
Jennifer.
Celebrating the fact that people are dying. It's just, it's so stupid.
This is a sign
of
the times and something that we really need to get a handle on. This public feud between the anti-vaxxers and the pro-vaxxers and how simplistic, sophomoric it is.
They
look around Facebook and all the posting of stupid stuff. And yeah, I'm just looking at this now. All these people mocking her death because she was an anti. She wasn't an anti-vaxxer. She was anti-mandates. And
So this is what I think of. If I die tomorrow, I hope you guys will stand up for me. And I don't think many people are doing for this woman. And, this was a good person who doesn't need someone dancing on her grave.
Right. I mean, that's why I brought this up, because it's so
frustrating.
It just really is. Kind of reminds me of what's going on in Palm Beach. If you don't like Trump and you're in Palm Beach, if there are visible signs that you're not a Trump fan, there are all kinds of, I'm looking at some of these New Yorkers who are telling stories. You know, a lot of people from New York and New England are going out to Palm Beach County in the wintertime. And, you know, a lot of people from New York, Democrats don't like Trump, da, 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 da. And there's a whole big
plenty of
to-do.
New Yorkers didn't like Trump long before he ran for president.
Yeah.
It's not just about politics.
This is not new. This is not new. But it's interesting to see in the Palm Beach Post today some of the stories about the Americans who, or men Americans, about people who are going down there. And there was a guy who had a Black Lives Matter sign on his front lawn. Now, I know this area because I'm very familiar with Palm Beach. Palm Beach County spent a lot of time down there over the years. And so I know where this is. Sort of, this is an offshoot, kind of where near where Rush Limbaugh lived, actually, off of Ocean Avenue. And the guy had and there are more liberals down there than there are conservatives, I guarantee you that. These people from New York, you're right, who have a lot of money anyway. So he had Black Lives Matter sign on the front lawn, and it was torched. Now, why would you go out of your way? Why would you be that simple-minded to think that that was something that made sense? I just don't get people in there. Stuff.
Well, you know, and the thing that really bugs me, too, are the people who would be anti-BLM are also tend to be the same people who are all about, you know, I'm going to defend my property and I want all the guns. And it's like, well, now you're trespassing and you're burning someone else's property. So which is it? You know, it's so hypocritical. We live in the most hypocritical, I think, time of this country. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Speaking of time, 47 past the hour on the DJV program.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Don't forget the DJV Daily Download. We have, in a couple of recent editions here, Tom Brady discussing the Antonio Brown situation that we talk about. We talk about Andy Cohen and his drunken stupor on New Year's Eve, that kind of stuff. The David Bowie catalog to Warner Music. A lot of New Year's stuff still part of our downloads. Information at DJVShow.com. And you can listen at DJVShow.com or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, 50 minutes after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now on the DJV program. Mary O'Malley, who is our psychic scout, is here to talk about your mind. I have spent a lot of time. This week is mind, spirit. I guess we need to do it in order, Mary. Spirit, mind, body week. And it's an international sort of thing. People thinking more and more, becoming more and more conscious, I guess, much as anything else, about how direct the connection is between your spirit, your mind, and the body. So without a good spiritual base or connection, you don't have really good, your mind's not working as well as it ought to. And without a good mind, your body starts falling apart. So how do you start in terms of spirit? Because as a person who's dealing with psychic phenomenon, people, you would say to someone in a reading, spirit tells me this, 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 and this. Well, spirit is what we're talking about here, right? The spirit of, how do we, I'm sort of stumbling over this because I don't have a good definition.
Yeah.
Starting with the spirit, what are we talking about when it comes to the spirit? Is it the external spirit? Is it the internal spirit? What are we talking about?
I don't really believe there's an external or internal spirit. I think it's all spirit. And if that's the case, we can access it at any time. And it really all begins in the mind, you know, making a choice and choosing to connect with spirit, choosing to connect with the divine intelligence or whatever you want to call it, because it's always there for you. Mm-hmm. And it can help you in anything and answer any question. You just have to ask.
Well, but how do we trust ourselves? You and I have talked about this a lot, how you trust your, you know, we had a conversation recently about whether I have often thought things and then I don't like the thought, so I'll discount it. I don't believe the good thoughts, I believe. The bad ones, I don't. And I wonder whether, you know, because we think that this God or whatever, the greater power, infinite wisdom is all about good. And so when I think something bad maybe is going to happen, or I just hold this thought which begins to stew in my mind, I think, you know what, that's going to be discounted or it doesn't work, because it seems only the good stuff is really what comes in. Am I approaching this the right way?
Well, you know, it's interpreting things. You know, good stuff might be that your business goes bankrupt because you're supposed to be doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's hard to interpret. You know, it all comes from our own point of view. And unfortunately, we're so in judgment of ourselves and what we think we should be doing. We don't pay attention to what our gut instincts are telling us we should be doing, or what our soul is crying out for. So, you know, once again, it's interpretation. We tend to interpret through our ego, and that's not always telling us the truth. So as far as trusting yourself and your connection to spirit, you have to open up and give it a try, because it's really the experience of that allows you to be in a space of trust. So it's not enough to say, well, I'm going to give spirit 2 seconds right here to mm-hmm. fix this. It needs to be a constant ongoing thing. It's a muscle that gets stronger as you use it. But the more you use it and the more you come to realize how things work spiritually, which is quite different than how we work as humans, then you begin to trust. And once you're in that place, you're more likely to call on spirit, inner, outer,
mm-hmm.
and trust that process.
All right. How are things going with the new, sometimes I do this upside down. You've created a new look at Soul Scout, or is it, I guess it's thesoulscout.com. That's the website. You can reach.
.net.
.net. All right. See, that's what it is. So damn many different. There are. So
I'm really happy with the new look. I hope people get a chance to go on and let me know how they feel about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, check that out. TheSoulScout.net. And Mary O'Malley is available also at 800-341-9609 for fabulous. I have not met anybody in this field who's more accurate than Mary is. So if you
Thank
want
you.
Kind of an idea of what's going on in your life, this is the time of year to get it. Let's get started right. 800-341-9609 or TheSoulScout.net. Mary O'Malley with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.